This marks the city's second solar power plant built through a partnership between the city-owned utility company and Scenic Hill Solar. John Lester, general manager of Clarksville Connected Utilities, says the idea to use solar power came from a contract the city had with an Oklahoma-based power company.
And they allowed us to build up to 7.3 megawatts of solar capacity as part of that agreement. So we started looking at the economics of it, and the economics work, so we decided to do the first power plant. And at that time, it was the largest municipal power plant in the state of Arkansas.
The first 5-megawatt plant opened in 2018 and was an investment of roughly $10 million, about what the city would have spent, for 8 months' worth of power. Now the city's added a slightly smaller 2-megawatt plant, enough to power all city government buildings. Scenic Hill Solar CEO and former Arkansas Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter says the city has embraced the project despite the upfront costs.
This is a community that embraced the future and said, you know, we understand we're taking a little bit of risk here. We're doing things unconventionally, but it's the right thing to do. And it's paid off. They're going to save money. They're going to lock in a lower price of electricity for the next 35 years.
Lester says the energy savings have freed up the city budget to address other infrastructure projects, like offering fiber optic high-speed internet service to the community nestled in the Ozark foothills.
So we've got about 4,500 households, business customers, and we're doing that fiber to the home project where we can deliver a gig worth of internet to anybody in any location for about $90 a month. So we're adding that utility to our existing utilities, which is electric, water, and wastewater. So, you know, having that technology and then having a renewable portfolio is becoming more and more of interest when it comes to sustainability in corporate America. So we're hoping that it gets us on the radar for future jobs.
Halter says cost savings coupled with the public boost Clarksville gets from its first in the state status will offer $5 million in economic development opportunities to the small community of about 9,000.
These two power plants together are producing over 15 million kilowatt hours a year of electricity. And the market value of that is more than $1.5 million a year. And they'll be doing that for the next 35 years. So it's a real significant economic development benefit for Clarksville as well.
John Lester says the city is embracing being the first in the state to power its government through solar energy, but that it likely will not be the last.
There are enough projects worldwide for solar that it is real, and that the economics do work now. I mean, the reality of it is it's not necessarily a brand new technology. It's just the production efficiencies have driven the cost down enough to really make it economical.
Daniel Breen, KUAR News.